So, sadly, ladies and gentlemen.
So, we had some technical difficulties.
We did.
Yes, we did.
And Tobias, it took him a while, but he fixed them.
I got to tell you, this is why Tobias has a job, because I'm telling you, Tobias really came through in the end.
That dude had wires in his mouth.
Dude,
he tried, but man, you know what? He fucked it up in the beginning, though, so.
I don't know.
That's why it's too late, but I feel nevertheless, the show has to go on.
Yeah, and I feel Tobias pulled us out of a hole. I think he did it. I have to give props to Tobias today.
All right, only because I'm feeling buzz. I'm drinking 7.0
7.5.
7.5. Is this an IPA?
Oh, it's a black IPA.
Ooh.
Why's it got to be black? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it so good?
Yeah. Well, you know,
it is so good.
Black IPAs matter.
They do.
It does. You know.
In fact, it matters to me that Al doesn't have more in his glass.
Black IPA,
I will never settle for anything lighter in the IPA. Department.
Why would you?
Okay. So, a few things. Let's just get some stuff out of the way at the beginning. First, you know, today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is.
Only one of us is really wearing green. I'm not wearing green.
I was wearing green earlier today.
I'm only wearing green. Normally, I wear a Guinness shirt. But
isn't that like for kids? Like,
well,
grown?
The only reason I'm wearing green is because I was given this T-shirt when I went to Four Peaks today, and there are second spots there after Tito's. And I felt that since they gave me the free shirt, I should wear it. And honestly, it's sexy.
Did you go there without a shirt on? And they go, here, put this on, sir.
Yeah.
It was more like begging. They begged me to put a shirt on. It wasn't like they didn't ask me. They begged me, please, I beg you, put a shirt on.
You know what?
We're serving food here, please. We beg you, put a shirt on.
Do you guys have those people in the break room? There's always like a set of women. They're usually older, heavy set. And and they always have their own little clique. They're always talking about stuff. And you just kind of overhear them when you get coffee or whatever. Yeah. And today they're talking about...
how much they drink on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. It was actually yesterday because I didn't go. I was working from home today.
Oh, okay.
But they're talking about what they're gonna wear tomorrow for St. Patty's Day. They got their outfits laid out and stuff. Yeah.
Here's the thing about St. Patty's Day. I've always been in competition with St. Patty's Day.
It was your birthday.
My birthday was yesterday.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
And ever since I became a drinking adult, and it's always like, hey, let's drink. I was like, well, tomorrow's St. Patty's Day. Let's save it for tomorrow. So I've always been in competition with St. Patty's Day.
See, that's because you're hanging out, no offense, with rank amateurs.
Ah.
I will drink with you the day before. I will drink with you the day of. And I will probably drink with you the day after
All right.
Seriously, I'm not even joking.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that black or green?
The shirt I'm wearing? Yeah. Oh, maybe it's black. I had a green shirt on earlier.
Oh.
But,
it's looking like green. Maybe it's because I'm colorblind or something. I don't know.
Because you don't have any sugar.
Yeah, I got to catch up
going
and drink
so
with you guys.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, Gil is black, green, colorblind.
That proves I don't see color. See?
Right. Oh, yeah, right. He doesn't see black people.
So when
he
says,
see Orion
so when he says, oh, hello there, he actually just means it, oh, hello there.
What he means is, hello, green women. Nice to see you.
Yeah, he's pro green.
Hello, Star Trek. It's nice to see
you. Money,
anything
has to do with money. He's pro green.
Obama did well.
Really?
So let's get some stuff out of the way.
Wait. Have we even been given permission
Tobias,
to get some stuff out of the way?
Tobias, normally just ring your bell if we've been given permission. Are we given permission?
All right. It's on.
So you know that we're about to hit 1,000. Downloads.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Yeah, shut the front
serious?
Door.
Yeah,
yes.
No, bullshit.
And wait,
bullshit.
I didn't say 100.
Yeah.
You said
I didn't
1,000.
Say 500.
Yeah.
1,000 downloads.
Why do you sit at home and download that much?
What'd you say?
That's a milestone.
It is.
That's
and
good.
I figured
who's doing this? It can't be real people, right? It's got to be like some.
Is it one
of...
person that's constantly
right,
are we paying
exactly,
someone?
Right.
Is someone on the payroll?
Are we paying somebody in India to just keep downloading
it's
it?
It's even better.
Is Tobias guy? Is he calling his people to just download?
His people. No, what it is.
They want me to keep downloading. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Permission for what?
I already have permission. My mom doesn't want to give me permission. I haven't asked permission since I left to college.
What is going on in the U.S.?
What is with the U.S.? They're always wanting to get permission. Maybe if we got arranged marriage, we wouldn't have to need permission.
So
we're not used to permission. We just arrange marriages.
We just arrange.
This is the most horrible.
You realize Tobias is looking at all of us like he wants to stab us in the face.
Be cool, Tobias. Be cool.
Yeah, man. Well, so, it's just jokes, Tobias.
So we're about to hit 1,000.
Really?
And yeah,
that's impressive, dude.
Yeah,
wow.
And
who's doing this?
It may happen, and maybe the next podcast, maybe the like a few more weeks. But,
I can't believe anyone's
but when
downloading
we do,
us.
I feel like we should have a you know.
No, what we should do is pin
a special
down,
podcast.
We should pin down the 1,000th person and put them on the show.
Download.
Or them on the show.
Just get that IP address and then just put out a nationwide APB.
Right, and then break it to their IPB. System. Dude. Break it to their computer and put and in like a...
Number 1,000. You know, need to call
let's
in.
Hire the greatest Chinese or Russian hacker.
We'll talk to Trump.
Give him that
we'll
IP. Yeah, we'll talk to Trump. We'll get his people on it. We'll give him the IP address, right? And they're going to get a fucking nudie that says, thank you for the 1,000th time.
Right.
No, it's true. We need to find the 1,000th person that's downloading, put them on the show, and ask them the fundamental question. Why are you listening to this?
No, you know what? I hope it happens during the podcast. Oh, you know, like
awesome.
That moment in Facebook where they're
when
waiting
they got,
for
like,
the
millionth or whatever.
Yeah.
So is there a way to make this live?
It's a few zeros off of that. But
only three zeros. Right. It's all good.
But maybe it can happen in real time so that we can, you know, we can shoot balloons and little party favors.
Yeah.
You know.
What if it turns out that it's Ronnie James Dio, who is dead?
Well,
that'd be creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually thinking that I was looking around Phoenix and looking at other podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Are they any good?
No, they all suck. I'm telling you.
I believe that. There's no one as cool as us. I can't even believe for a minute there's anyone
Phoenix,
as cool as us.
In Phoenix, all the podcasts suck. I actually pulled some clips if you guys want to hear.
Oh, I
you
would
can,
love
you
to.
You can tell that they suck right off the bat. Because
well, first, what's their name? What's their title?
One of them is called...
We suck and we know it? Sorry.
So one of them... I don't even want to give the name because I think we're going to give them some... You know, some advertising, but one of them is called Absolute Geeks. The Absolute Geeks. It's these two dudes.
Okay.
They talk about is movies.
Okay.
And
I'm on
and
board
shows,
so far.
And shows.
I'm on board so
let's
far.
Let's go TP their house. Let's go TP their house right now.
Honestly, I'm on board with nerding out over movies and TV shows.
So let me play
let's
you.
Let's hear it.
Let me all play right, you their ahead. Opening song. You can tell that they're geeks right from the jump. Hold all on. Right. Here it is. I actually hope that they're listening to this. So. It's all serious.
This is their opening song?
Yeah.
Stop right there.
This is
stop.
The
no. They suck out of the game. Why would you open a geek show with
hold
this
on.
Shit?
The name of this episode is called Rick Grimes, Absentee Father of the Year. Which, okay, it's a good title.
Okay.
And I'm assuming they're going to talk about Walking Dead eventually. But
welcome, everyone, to the very special episode of the Absolute Geek Godcast.
Oh, wow. I want to punch you.
I know.
Reverend Dr. Wow. Smarty Pants.
You know what? I even get Tobias
to
kick
here
ass,
to help you enlighten your life. To make
I kind of
sure
want to work Tobias up and let him loose on these guys.
I think so.
Terrible.
You know what? Maybe we'll put Tobias on the salary if he punches one of them and can document that.
I actually want to believe.
I mean,
that this
imagine
is a joke.
Imagine we started the show off like this. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Permission to Podcast.
No, you
and
know what?
We are really slinky and weird, and we're trying to be cool.
Yeah,
but
that's got to be a fake voice.
I mean, maybe we're trying to be funny, but it's not
it's
working.
Real. Let's go back and let's start off like that. Let's start off the show like
okay.
that.
Hey, Tobias. Welcome. Do we have permission?
Permission
podcast by chance? Yes.
Oh,
permission
well,
podcast.
Well, you know what? We have to be polite, so I have to wait until you finish all of your sentence before I interject.
And then I'll raise my hand and speak next.
But wait, how do I interject if you guys are not allowing interjection?
I want to say something racist, but I feel like I can't.
You need to hold it in.
Polite.
Polite.
I feel like I have to ask every race in the world, do I have permission to say something funny?
No.
And if they say yes... Then I can continue.
You have to hold your racist comments to the absolute racist geeks.
So does that mean I can't drink on the show or be drunk when I get here? That's not going to work for anyone, especially me.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, shit.
What do we got?
Do we have a caller?
Somebody's calling in.
What? Is it the Phoenix guys? Are they
hello?
Mad?
Maybe
they're
they heard
mad.
It. Hello?
Is this permission to podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Jennifer.
We're glad she's not a mom because she abandoned us.
Yeah. Right? We had technical difficulties and Jennifer left the.
Yeah,
she just
the
abandoned
first
us.
The first sign of trouble and she's out.
Right?
Yeah.
It's how chicks roll, man.
Yeah. Bosh.
Jennifer, let me catch you up to speed with what we were just talking about. We just made the comment that we're about to hit 1,000 podcasts, 1,000 downloads.
Wait, we are?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
1,000?
1,000. 1,000.
Are 900 of them you?
No, we were saying that it was Tobias's family in the
right.
mother country.
Yeah, in the mother country. Yeah. No. We're close. We're like at 800 something. So,
that's
but
not
it's
close to 1,000.
But it's gonna get there in a few more weeks.
I would think. In the GIF.
Yeah.
No, seriously, in a few more weeks, it'll get there by like I don't know August.
Yeah. well, we're hoping that it happens in real time, like on the show, so that we can, like on Facebook, like the movie Facebook. But they had a billion, but we'll have 1,000. It's all the same.
What's a couple of zeros anyway?
Yeah.
Amongst friends.
So Jennifer, tell us what you had to run off for instead of staying here.
Ooh, good question.
I told you, I made plans, and unlike some people, I don't flake out on plans.
No, what we do is we just don't make plans. Except for the podcast. Is there any plan more important than our 1,000th download?
I don't...
No.
Yes.
What? Name one thing that's more important than our podcast. Just one thing.
Star Wars.
Fair enough. You win. You win.
Why do I feel that Jennifer's watching West Wing with her boyfriend right now?
I think she's watching Star Wars. At least that's what I'm playing in my head.
Yeah. Are you guys doing Netflix and chilling?
Oh, yeah, she's chilling.
Honey, I was just asked if we're Netflix and chilling right now.
Is Legendary and chilling?
Yeah, they don't understand.
Wait, who's that?
No.
Is there
that?
A voice in the background?
Are you cheating on Rob? On?
Wait, who's where are you? Where are you?
It's not Rob. It's somebody else. So don't
what?
What? Oh, I'm calling Rob right now.
Let's get Rob on the line.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't call him. Oh, no.
Boss, just like, I've known you for like 15 years. I know Rob like 4, but I think my allegiance is with Rob.
Why?
Because you're cheating.
I
always root for the honest person.
But Rob knows where I am, so then doesn't it make it okay?
Right, that's what everyone says. We'll verify. We'll talk to Rob.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get him on the horn.
Yeah, get him on the horn.
Get him on the horn.
Yeah, later on.
as long as you're watching Star Wars, that's really all that matters.
Well, unless it's like a Rogue One.
Yeah, no, don't want. No, really, Star Wars, like 1977.
Oh,
it's
gotta be
the like
Ridge.
The real
the
Star
Ridge.
Wars.
Put it back in your pants,
real
Ron.
Star Wars. Yeah, it's gotta be the Ridge.
This is gonna get
real awkward because actually I'm watching Force Awakens.
You are?
You've got to be kidding me. Why? Why on earth would you watch that terrible movie?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Force Awakens. Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace.
Oh, my God, that's almost as bad. Oh, my God.
Are they still on
really?
Tatooine?
No.
Tatooine.
I mean, they are on Tatooine eventually. But that movie's, oh, my God, I just want to shoot myself in the face.
Well, no one's stopping you, Ron. Okay. So, I want to, for the last few weeks, we've been collecting voicemails, and I want to go to the mailbag and play some, because some of our fans call in, and, we have a hotline, and they leave their voicemails, and I want to play some of them.
Can I ask a really quick question first?
Yeah.
Does it indicate that I have a drinking problem that I didn't know that we had a mailbag?
We don't tell you everything, Ron.
Okay. It's a need-to-know basis.
It's a need-to-know basis.
That's fair.
Is it really a mailbag when Gil blackmails people? Oh, blackmail. Maybe
a black mailbag.
Mailbag.
Oh, it's a black... Look, I don't see color, like we were just talking
right.
about.
Right. Yeah. Gil is black, green, colorblind.
It's a colorless mail bag.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
It's a colorless mail bag.
All right.
Obama did well.
All right. Jennifer, did you hear that?
Yeah, Obama did well.
Okay, Obama did.
And he did.
And he continues to do well. Okay, so I'm going to go to the mailbag. We have some mail. Some people are giving them shout-outs.
Okay, well, they got to be male, yo.
Well, there's actually one, two,
Are there
three.
Any females?
Well, there's 10 of them, but it's from...
10? So,
yeah,
really?
But they're all, like, really short, like, under 20 seconds.
10 people right, actually care?
Throw them out. What we got?
Okay. Well, except for one that's like 3 minutes long. It literally filled up our mailbag. But
really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so I'll play. I'll just play. Want me to just play these at random?
Yeah.
Okay. First one comes from, I think we know him. He's the guy who lives in Tucson.
Oh, nice.
You guys know him?
Yeah. Oh, he's Steve?
He's Steve, yeah.
He's Steve.
Tucson Steve.
Oh. Hey, Steve, calling from Tucson. Just thought I'd give you guys a shot to see if you guys are still doing the podcast. But if not, that's fine.
Oh.
Probably meant to call earlier, but, talking with the old whiz at home, hanging out, not much going on.
That's not really a shout-out. I'm sorry.
No, it really isn't.
No. That was just, trying to call, and we couldn't get into the show.
That was
so
the biggest
back.
Verbal question mark I've ever heard in my life.
Let me do a real shout-out from, so let me see. Here's one.
This is E-Steve. Catch me in Tucson. How about that?
That's it.
That's awesome.
Did he say, catch Catch Me Outside?
No, Catch Me in Tucson. How about that?
How about that?
Let's play it again.
Oh, okay.
This is East Steve. Catch Me in Tucson. How about that?
Oh, there's a Permy nomination. Right there. I just read some nominations.
So,
yeah.
So he left multiple voicemails?
Yeah. I mean, I have three more, but I want to go to another person. So Belia also left one. You guys remember Belia?
Yeah.
She's the kooky RN from Indiana. Happens to my sister.
The one that gave you the mug.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll remember that forever. Yeah.
Actually, today's her birthday, so maybe we can say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Belia.
Happy birthday, Belia.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day. So she had two reasons to drink today. All right. So here, this is what she left.
Oh, so today is Yvonne's birthday too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
How about that?
Yeah, but she didn't leave a voicemail, so let's go.
That's
back
right.
So fuck her.
All right. So let's go to Belia's. Let's see what she has to say.
So I am the first 2016 Permy Award winner, and I was on permission to podcast twice.
She has a t-shirt.
So that makes me not only a loyal member, but someone who's able to critique it firsthand.
Oh, shit.
First of all, I'm going to state all the good points, beginning with that it's hilarious and tons of fun. But more importantly, it hits on all the hot topics, current events, and just kind of everyday issues.
Yeah, she's all right,
so,
man.
When I talk about my dislikes,
and
honestly, I can't think of any.
Yeah.
That was it.
I think she gave the award just for that.
I can think of things I dislike.
I know. I could even think of things I dislike.
Oh, name one.
Like everybody else on this podcast. Okay.
Yes. Oh, right. I'm going to name three things. Very good.
Oh, yeah. What were you going to say? Gil, Ron, and Al?
That's pretty accurate.
In that order?
Okay, so moving right along, let's play this other person. This guy's name is Marco. He's always been wanting to come on the show, but we just
never
had
met
time.
This guy. Yeah.
He's a cool guy. He's going to come down here to visit us at some point this year.
I'll play his.
Anyways, yes, it's Marco. I know you've invited me a couple times to call you guys up to chit chat about the show. I'm a big fan. I enjoy it. You guys are more funny and lame, so I have to say that that's pretty cool. Don't get me wrong. There's
that's
been a
good.
Few episodes I kind of hit the 30-second advance a few times.
Well, you know he has to put us down a little bit.
So, yeah, from me to you guys, I have to say, yeah, I enjoy the show. Permission to podcast granted. Talk to you guys later, man. Peace.
All right, so let me ask this question. Are you sure that's not Eddie? Because that sounded just like Eddie.
that's Marco.
Really?
All
right.
That's Marco.
Now, you would say, so, you're podcasting. Where are you going? You're podcasting?
That would sound like that.
So what's going on? Are you flying out? I mean, where are you going?
That totally sounds like that.
Let me go to this one. This one, I believe, is East Steve, Tucson Steve, but I really can't tell. Let me just play this one. You guys will understand what I'm saying. This was left on the voicemail thing.
Cut. We're gonna redo that. Here. Damn it. One more.
Look at
right?
you, Steve.
Steve's like, oh, wait, that's not Bonnie Tyler. What I meant was.
Record.
I don't know what he's trying to do.
Later. I'll go back in a bit.
Oh my God.
Are we sure that's just not Tobias fucking up?
Probably. Okay. I got another one. This is another Hispanic. Latina. Let's call her Latina.
Latina.
This is, again, from Indiana. Jennifer, are you still there?
Yeah.
Latina?
There's another Latina, that called in. This is pretty quick. I think I know who this is.
Is it your mom?
Hold on.
Soy mami. No más quería llamarte ahorita que vino Belia. Bye, te quiero mucho.
Oh, yep. I think I don't know. It was in Spanish.
What does that mean?
She's giving some props. She just said this podcast is the best podcast ever.
She sounds very matriarchal.
Was that your mom?
That's what I said.
Look, does your mom call in and give us props?
Hey, yeah, you know what? If Mom Mendes wants to give us some props, we're all for it.
Let me play that one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Soy mami. No más quería llamarte ahorita que vino Belia. Bye, te quiero mucho.
Yeah, see? She loves us all.
Yeah,
she just wanted to call in real quick.
Yeah, you know, Belia just left, you know?
Yeah. Your mom is awesome, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I like
good
your mom
rice,
a lot.
Too. Jennifer, you were going to say something?
I like how she has to identify herself as mom or, in case Gil doesn't recognize her voice.
Right, right.
Or was that Jennifer practicing Spanish?
Because other 60-year-old Spanish-speaking
moms, women that tell you that they're going to
love
you.
Oh, seriously? That was really your mom?
I think that was my mom.
Oh, I was just trying to be funny.
Or a crazy Latina fan.
Yeah. Impostering Gil's mom.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Moving right along. We got a few more here. Okay. Here's another one. Oh, here's the one from, you may know this guy. He's our white whale.
Oh.
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 Hey, Gil. This is Steve with the North Atlantic chapter of Concerned Americans supporting Donald J. Trump. I represent the Southwest region and the division of our operations in Arizona. Hey, listen, you know, we want to extend a sincere thank you to your financial contributions to Donald J. Trump, which very oddly, but happily, started even before the campaign was announced. Your donations have continued to come in. We've watched every month as those continue to grow. And, you know, I'm happy to tell you, you know, if we were to convert dollars into actual votes, and considering the percentage in Arizona in which our leader won, quite literally, the gap plus even 1% of that equals to the amount of donations you sent us over time. And, you know, I really, it's impressive. You quite literally won Arizona for our fearless leader, and I... Oh, goodness, I can't thank you enough for that. I'm sure all of Arizona is very proud of you, Gil. You know, we fought a hard campaign, but you helped us take us over the edge and get us those electoral votes. So thank you for that. I got a tweet this morning from Donald J. Trump asking me to thank you. Of course, he can't thank you personally, directly, or over tweet, because you are Mexican-American. I hope you understand. You know, the optics of that would not be very good. But nonetheless, he's very appreciative of your support. We hope we can continue to count on your ever-growing donation and unending support through 2020. Once we have our leader in place, we won't need to worry about elections after 2020. So, you know, although the contributions are appreciated, all elections will stop after that last cycle. So, keep hanging in there, doing good work. I hope we can depend on you for our new Concerned Americans Street Patrol that we're implementing. We'll be putting folks in uniform, driving around, keeping an eye on people that. You know, we think may not be here legally. And, of course, I can't have you in the patrol. I hope you understand. We will ask you to be our driver. It's a big state. Maricopa County is a fairly large county. And,
All right. I think you just stopped on him eventually.
Wow, Gil, so you single-handedly won Arizona for Donald Trump, it looks like.
I guess, according to our white whale, yeah.
I think I ruptured something.
Bosh, what are your thoughts my on God. This? I didn't know that Gil was I knew he liked him, but I didn't know that he single-handedly got him
in. For the record, that might be funnier than the banana story that you told. That. Oh, my God.
Okay, I got a few more, and then we're done with this segment.
This is E. Steve living in Damn it. This is E. Steve living in T-Town, Arizona. You're listening to Permission to Podcast with Jay Bosch and the boys, Al, Gil, Ron, and some asshole named Tobias.
Yeah, that was E.
Some asshole named Tobias.
And then it continues on another one with E. Steve. He just loves
it. Hey, this is E. Steve in T-Town, Arizona. I want to give a shout out to everyone in the room with Permission to Podcast. You guys are doing a great job.
That's nice. It.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. That we got some good classic. Props, yeah. Man.
All right. And then the last one. We probably could skip this one, but this is the last
play
one.
It.
All right. So yeah, the first one was kind of quick. I figured I'd polish this up a little bit. All right. Like I said, you guys are funny and witty and it's smart. It's not something that's just kind of lame. Like nowadays you listen to Man Cow, shit sucks. Shout out to my boy AG. Al G, happy birthday. Hey, you're not going to get your acid pump bullshit.
That's not just because of that. It's because of all the lead. You know, your Alzheimer's, you're going to come from the lead that you drink, all that water in each
column. Oh,
you
shit,
know
yeah.
about the lead contamination. So, but, yeah, that's, you guys are cool. You guys, you know, you guys are doing it all right. I, you know, like I said, I'm a fan. So, enjoy you guys. I, keep on bringing out the episodes, man. I enjoy them. If nobody else, shit, it's like I'm talking to you guys, like, you know, back in the days. This is the kind of conversations we used to have, so. Peace out, guys. Have fun in boxes, Ron. Good to hear your voices. Maybe one day I'll see who the hell you guys are.
All right. Well, that's from okay. the voice. The
so is he going to be shocked when he finds out that Jen and I are white?
Right.
Okay. Two things. I have two things. One, who was the last one?
That was still Marco.
Well, that's Marco.
The last one is Marco? Oh.
Yep, yep.
And two, I'm going to go, but before I go, I'm going to say that we need to have, for the 2018 Permies, mm-hmm. we need to have Best Mailbag.
Oh.
And right now, I'm going to nominate E-Steve for mm-hmm. the one where he called Tobias an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to nominate Palermo for making me pee my pants. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Ron, nothing that makes you pee your pants ever deserves reward. I'm just gonna put that
I disagree heartily.
No, he literally was peeing his pants.
I so. Was.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I'm fairly confident that there is literally pee.
Oh, no.
I'm glad I'm not there to see it.
Oh, no, my feet are in a puddle.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
He, well, you, he, yeah, he just peed in the jug in the growler.
It's right.
Gross.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, no, the gross part is that Al drank it.
Yeah, we're all in his pee right now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's my exit to leave. Man. You guys enjoy your golden shower.
All right, Jennifer, thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye for now.
Let's get back to this competition, but this other motherfucker.
Oh no, because there was one more. Yeah. There's one more that I was gonna play. So that one is called Absolute Geeks.
Yeah, they're fucking nerds.
Yeah, they suck.
They're not even cool nerds.
They're not even funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you heard how they sound, and then their voice, and
they
sound.
Yeah, one guy has dude, a I just list. Want to throw them in a fucking right. in a locker.
I mean, they're not even very
let me,
white. Cool.
Actually, let me just play a little bit more. Let me just jump to like in the middle of their pocket. Let's
okay.
see what they're talking.
Oh, yeah. So there was even more on the.
I want to hear a movie review from these retards.
To, okay, because if it's just there to get autographs and buy collectibles and meet your comic book artists, why do you need to come as Ichigo from Bleach?
Fuck! Look at you name dropping.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking
or
anime
nerd.
Do you know what I mean, though? Or like
anime nerd over here.
Or you know what
wow.
I mean? You don't need to
nerd.
Be, you don't need to come as Vash the Stampede to get
Jesus
fucking,
Christ, nerd.
Well, yeah. When those two are done sucking each other's dicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly.
You know what? I feel bad. I wanted to TP their house, but man, they're nerds. I'm not going to TP their house.
I'm fine with nerds, but I mean, don't make the rest of us nerds look bad.
And then there's another one with the same kind of theme. I mean, they review movies.
I'm fine. I love this. I love the idea of this.
And this podcast, it's just a random podcast that I downloaded and mm-hmm. clips from it. But listen to the intro music. Just listen to this. This is called Film Life, the podcast.
Good evening. Good. I can't even talk already.
Oh, that's funny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Film Life. We are your hosts. I'm Patrick.
I'm Nate.
And today, holy crap, it's been literally like...
Like, why can't we do that?
Right.
Like, why can't we...
Here. I'll tell you why we can't do that, because
no,
it's
no.
stupid.
No, no, let's just do it the way it would have sounded
right,
if we did. Let's just... Let me play some...
That's fair. Let's try it.
I'm gonna play
You're
some,
right. Until we try it.
I'll play some homoerotic
music. Can we have some porn music, actually?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, porn music.
Yeah.
Tobias, play some porn music. Find some fucking porn music, bitch. Come on.
I think he's mad because E-Steve called him an
yeah,
asshole.
I think so. Tobias is a little upset.
Porn music.
Right. So I can say.
Okay, hold on. This is the way it was done. Hey, this is Gil. I can't even talk.
Hey. And I'm Al.
Hey, this is Ron, and I like this porn music a lot.
Yeah, this is Film Life.
This is Film Life, and
talk about film.
Let's talk about film.
And live around
And life
film.
Pertaining to films.
Right. Wow, yeah, everybody in Phoenix except us really sucks.
Yeah, they suck. Let me
they
just
do.
jump in here. And
yeah, let's hear this shit.
First edition, first issue. And what it's if just, the cover's Batman, like them? And he's fighting like all the villains in Arkham. So it's got like
there's
Two-Face,
no way I'm gonna like these.
Let's try to figure out what they're talking about.
I'm talking about Batman because I recognize Arkham.
The highest, just through page one.
I just jumped to another.
The highest bidding I see for Nate's Psycho Mondo poster is $295.
Holy lord!
And because it's, Nate should say that out of his print, it should be 0 out of 350. Because this is what this guy
is. Are they trying to do math? Is that what's going on?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm out.
Can we find statistics on other people's podcasts?
Oh, like that's how many
downloads they got.
Do they even have 1,000? I bet they have 1.
I'd have to. I'll get Tobias on that.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I know you didn't want to do this. You specifically said you didn't want to do this, but I want to do this. I want to start a war with these guys. I think they suck, and I want to let them know it.
Well, somehow we need to get on their comments.
Maybe we should call in.
We got to get our boy Marco to listen to them and leave shit on their comments and say you guys suck, and then name drop us so that they can turn around and be like, "Whoa, permission to podcast? Who are these guys?" And then they're gonna listen to us and have them do a comment, and then boom.
Yeah,
the
comment's going to be boring because you know what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, wow, yeah, it's those three cool guys and that girl in the Cave of Thrones. Yeah, we got nothing to say.
How about we do this? We find out when...
Oh.
It's a podcast miracle.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, well, I think we're going to have to go to commercial real quick, and then we'll be right back.
Cool.
So we're back. Go ahead.
I have a question. And I heard this the other day, and you mentioned this actually, I think, last week or the week before. And I thought it was kind of, we're all making jokes. But apparently it's
totally
serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's serious. So Oprah Winfrey wants to be president for real?
Well, I think the idea was floated around.
No, apparently she's going to be on 60 Minutes now. She's going to be like an anchor on 60 Minutes. Like she's going to be one of the people on 60 Minutes. And that's her segue into politics. And she's going to run for president for real.
Well, she has... Well, I was going to say she has no political experience.
Well, do you know who our current president is?
I know. That's what I was going to say.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, so I just want everyone to know how fair I am. I think Donald Trump as president is the worst idea ever. I think that Oprah Winfrey as president is the worst idea ever. We don't need an entertainer as president. Why not just get a circus clown and be done with it?
But she might give everybody free minivans.
Dude, seriously,
that's true.
This is why I hate politicians.
List of her favorite things.
Yeah, we might get free minivans out of
this. This is 100% why I hate politics. 100% why? Because it's a beauty contest, and I'm tired of this shit. Tired of it. I don't want some asshole. I'm done. I'm gonna stop.
No, continue. Just get it all out, Ron.
All right. So my issue with this is, why in the fucking world are we letting the most popular person, and I don't mean like qualified popular, I mean popular like, oh, I like the way they look, I like, you know, the bullshit.
So let me ask you, what celebrity would you vote for president?
I would not vote for a celebrity at all.
Which politician would you vote for president?
Honestly, none.
Somebody has to be president.
I would vote for Colin Powell. That dude is awesome. That dude, the shit that comes out of
him. He's not even running.
I know, but he should. Colin Powell's a genius. I love that dude. I would vote for a scientist, actually. I would really like to see Neil deGrasse Tyson run. I would vote for that motherfucker in a second.
Well, he's basically a celebrity these days.
I guess.
You think he's actually solving physics problems?
No, well, not anymore, but he started off doing it, so I got to give him props. Well, I mean, the dude knows shit.
At this point, he's more celebrity, I would say.
You're
like
probably
Alan
right.
West. Alan Who? West is a cool dude.
Adam West, the guy that
Adam West?
Alan no. West. He's a colonel. You guys don't know that fool?
Oh, yeah. Alan West. Okay, yeah. He's
no.
Great.
I don't understand.
South guy. South Carolina or something? Was it
Senator? I don't know, but he's cool, man.
I mean, I guess my whole point is if you have your own show, you can run for president. Then why aren't we running for president? We have our own show. Why are we not running for president?
I would just do it for the chicks.
Let me ask you, would you vote for yourself?
I would give myself half a vote, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'd be like as much as you would get. I'm sure somebody else would give you a half. Maybe you'll make one vote.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would give me a vote.
I don't even want the the I'm president. I just want the bragging rights of I was president.
See, I don't even
because
want that.
That is what gets you the chicks. That's what gets you the, you know, the jet setting around the world. Like Obama right now is living
the
large.
The speeches.
Man. He's probably thinking, damn, how do I get rid of Michelle, man?
I just
someone needs to take her on a, you know,
I just want somebody who's actually going to make our country better. Donald Trump is not going to do it. Oprah Winfrey is not going to do it.
Well, how are you so sure that Donald Trump is not going to make America great again?
Because he's a reality show star.
Okay, but he's been in office for, what, 2 months? Not even. And we'll see what happens.
No, I've said this before. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I really will. If he does good things, I will be okay
you know,
with that.
But the thing is that if he does well, it would give more credence to Oprah running. Because now if a celebrity can come in and become a successful president, why can't Oprah?
One, you are frighteningly correct. That really
scares
me.
So you almost want him to do poorly if you don't want Oprah to be president.
It's not that honestly, if he does well and then Oprah does well, I will totally cop that and say, well, wrong.
How
I will
would politicians
totally
feel if like celebrities can come in and do their job for them?
People
well, have no
any
experience.
Asshole can do a politician's job because they don't do anything.
I like Barack Obama.
Well, tell me one thing a politician does. Name
that,
one
that should
thing.
Be a bumper sticker.
No, seriously, name one thing that a politician actually does. If you can tell me that, then I will be okay with politics.
Well,
waiting.
They lie well.
Waiting. Right. They lie. Okay. I can do that. Everyone can do that. Everyone does that. What does a politician do? Just one thing. Just one thing that a politician does. And those are called crickets. That awkward silence is called, yeah, politicians suck. So, yeah.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
I'm telling you, I can't wait for the world of... was that Walking
Dead?
I'm okay with that.
The post-apocalypse. Here's the problem with being a politician is that, like, if you say what should be done, you get crucified. You know, like what's going on with the right now with the healthcare bill. There was a person, I forget who it was, a politician who said people are going to have to make a decision between getting the latest phone or healthcare insurance, the latest iPhone or getting healthcare insurance. Which I've been saying for a while, like, I feel like people have money for healthcare insurance, but they just don't prioritize it. They'd rather get, you know, the new shoes, the new phone,
you
or
have
the
a very
new
good point.
Bigger
that
TV,
is true. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the poor people in America, you ever go into a poor person's house, they at least have a 40-inch TV. That's not poor, you know. It's not like India poor or, you know, Africa poor. That's like America poor, where you only have a 40-inch TV. It's not even it's 720. It's not 1080.
I'm jealous. I make decent amount of money.
One iPhone version back. You know, you don't have the latest one, but
you
have an iPhone.
That's a very good point. It is. It's a really good point. But I don't think politicians help that problem.
And when the politician said that, he got, you know, of course, crucified because people were like, oh, now we have to make decisions between getting stuff and healthcare insurance and whatever.
Right.
Like, they were giving him shit because he basically compared buying an iPhone to health insurance.
Well, because we have to have political correctness in this country for some dumbass reason.
And if you say exactly what is going on, then you get crucified.
Right.
That's what happens, and everybody hates you. That's why politicians have to... You know, the best politicians can talk for 15 minutes and not say anything and not offend anyone because they don't really say anything. They don't take a stance.
But it bothers
anywhere.
Me that you say that's a good politician.
But
the best politician.
But that's what I'm for their craft.
Right.
It doesn't mean like
not best for the people, but
not for best for the people.
But why
best
do
for
we
their...
celebrate a craft such as this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then now
this
if you get now if we get a celebrity who doesn't have these things like Trump, you know, he says certain things he knows people are not going to like, but he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, sure.
Maybe that's necessary to get things done. Like, he's talking about reducing the State Department.
Yeah, nothing's going to get done, though.
Well, we'll see. But if he can't do it, then it can't be done.
Well, no, it can't be done. And that's my whole point. So I find this whole thing ridiculous because he can talk all he wants. Oprah can talk all she wants. At the end of the day, I talk a bunch of shit, but nothing will get done because nothing will change. Nothing.
Yeah.
There's too much money. There's too much money to be made. Nobody's going to really change their everyday life for this because there's just too much money.
Well, look involved. At what look what happened this week with the you heard about the Rachel Maddow and the Trump tax form?
No,
no,
no.
Well, Jennifer would have heard, but she's not here. We'll talk about that next week. Basically, she got her hands on his tax form. I don't know how someone gets their hands on a tax.
Right, so that's form. Not an illegal one.
A 1040 form.
So she got someone else's personal information. That's not illegal, but okay,
well,
go ahead.
Well, supposedly the law says that if you actually steal it, then you're liable to get sent to jail or whatever, go to right. court. But if you get it from the person who stole it, then you're fine.
Well, my whole thing
it's weird. It's
so
like
somebody
was
the patsy.
Well, I gotta say, if
someone
you
leaked
are
it and she got her hands on.
Well, if you're in public office, I swear, if you are in public office, everything that you do should be public. If you don't want everything that you do to be public, then don't be in public office. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Everything you do.
Well,
and I'm okay with that. Well, I really am. However. If she did this illegally, that's not cool either.
Well, since you guys don't know, but it was like 2005, I think. It wasn't like his latest tax return. It was like over 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
It was a 2005 1040 form, and it showed that he made $150 million.
Uh-huh.
And how much would you say he paid in taxes?
Because probably you guys don't know zero. The story. He's a politician. He probably paid zero.
Al?
You try to get as close to zero as you can.
When yeah.
You, well, you actually it, say you love.
So
you
where I'm going to go with this, you know where I'm going with this, and that is, oh wow, you're telling me a politician or a rich person jilted taxes? Oh, there's a shock. I mean, come on.
It showed. So what? But it showed that he paid $38 million in taxes.
Wow.
Roughly 25%.
Wow.
And to me,
I'm impressed. I am too. Yeah.
But
wow.
To some people,
wow, that's pretty awesome.
They want more. That 25% is not enough. Like they want him to pay.
Right. I mean,
40%.
I mean, 25% is roughly what you and I pay, right?
Roughly. Roughly, yeah, I would
like
say.
Then,
yeah. If he's paying roughly what you and I are paying, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I am.
He's got probably like 10 tax lawyers. Looking over
right,
to
right,
find
right,
every
to
little
every corner, you
right,
can.
And good for you. You know what? Honestly, now I'm actually more. I'm more pleased about that. You actually made me feel better.
So here's the thing, like, and it's odd that you didn't hear
but
about
it's still
it.
Never
I did not.
Enough, though.
No.
Well, yeah, it wasn't enough for some people.
Yeah.
To me, $38 million. That's like a bridge.
No, honestly,
he basically bought a bridge.
Right. Why? Well,
some people can't even buy lunch. You know, some people don't pay any taxes.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're too busy buying big screen TVs and you know SUVs and shit.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. No. No. Seriously. If he's paying the same percentage of taxes that I am, fuck it, I'm fine. I really am. I'm
so.
I'm
so
really
the big
cool with
news
that.
Was she got her hands on it, yeah. And she put it on her show, and she hyped it up to way too much. First of all, people were like, "Finally, we're going to show you didn't pay taxes."
Yeah.
Or it shows he's connected somehow to some Russian government. He owes money, or they can bribe. But it really didn't show much.
Right.
It was just.
Right.
So showed that he paid 25% in taxes, and that's it. And so people were making fun of her. But I guess if you guys didn't hear about it, so.
Well, here's my other issue. The press is way too involved in shit because.
I really think that he throws things. He rings a bell so that everybody can, like
sure.
Lemmings, can go toward the sound
sure.
and say. And then while on the same time,
and
he's
the press
doing other
are
things.
Lemmings. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the press are the lemmings because the press are arguably really stupid. They report on stuff that is really like who cares,
right?
So you asked me this before, and I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or not, but you literally asked me about what do you know about Trump? And I literally hear this like once a week. Trump says something about the Democrats. I don't know what it doesn't matter. He says the Democrats this and
the Democrats,
Democrats respond
suck.
Right, and the Democrats respond. No, we don't.
Trump sucks.
Right. Yeah. No, we don't. And then literally the next day, the Democrats say, Trump is this. And Trump responds, no, I don't. How is that news? This is what's going on every day. And it drives
me nuts.
That's
a whole 24-hour cycle
right,
there.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Trump
There's
says
too much...
all Democrats suck.
Right. Exactly. Trump says this. The Democrats deny it. The Democrats say this. Trump denies it. How is that news?
I don't know.
This is why the press really should be like weaned
do you think,
in.
Do you think Marco right now, when he's listening, you think he's pressing the 30-second skip button to go forward?
Oh, I'm sure on me, yeah.
Like he said in the...
yeah.
Anyway, like, when is that we're going to talk about tits?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go back to tits.
Them big old titties?
All right, you want to talk about tits? Let's talk about tits.
No, no. I think we're done with the show here. So, plus, we have a guest, and he's just staying. He's sitting over there just watching us. That's why we had to do a commercial break.
Ah.
But anyway.
Should join the show.
So, I think Tobias is...
Is he revoking our permission already?
I think so. So, we have to end the show here. Al, anything else to say?
Yeah, you know what, Tobias? You know what? Eastie doesn't like you either, man. So don't take it personal, man.
Yeah. And I think our permission has been
revoked.
Your permission to podcast has been revoked.
They want me to keep downloading. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Permission for what?